कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय अंतराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय शिल व्यास देव की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय भक्ति वेदांत पर्पज की जय श्री यशोदनंदन की जय नताय गो प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10, Chapter 9, Madhya Yasoda binds Lord Krishna. And we're continuing with the pastime, and we're going to read from text number 8 from today. Mm-hmm. व्यवस्थितं मार्गय कामं ददातं शिक्षेस्थितं अयंगवं चौर्य विशांकितक्षणं निरीक्ष्य पश्चात् सुतमागमक्षणाय. You can repeat some words at a time. Krishna, at that time, was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. Because of having stolen, he was looking all around with great anxiety, suspecting that he might be chastised by his mother, Mother Yasoda. Upon seeing him, very cautiously approached him from behind. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mother Yasoda was able to trace Krishna by following his butter-smeared footprints. She saw that Krishna was stealing butter, and thus she smiled. Meanwhile, the crows also entered the room and came out in fear. Thus, Mother Yasoda found Krishna stealing butter and very anxiously looking here and there. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a beautiful verse in the Adi Lila, in chapter 4, and it says, Mirgamada Taraganda Yaichi Avicheda Agni Jwalate Yache Kabu Nahi Beda. This particular verse explains that just as musk Mirgamada, musk. And its scent, Taraganda, are inseparable. And similarly, Agni, fire, is inseparable from Jwalate, its heat. So it indicates that they are indeed non-different. Then Radha Krishna Aiche Sada Eka Swarupa. In other words, Radha and Krishna are one supreme soul. But this Lila Ras, or the mellows of exchanges of love, is Ashvadita. And there's a sense of taste, and therefore it becomes Dara, manifest as Dui Rupa, as two forms. Yeah. So therefore it is indicative that Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of Lila or pastimes. Sometimes the word Lila is also called to play. Yeah. Now, I'm establishing some philosophical foundation here so that the past few days of my explanation is not misunderstood. Yeah. When children play, there's no sense of, you could say, agitation of the mind and senses to actually plan to enjoy sense gratifications. You know, children don't plan to play. They just play. So that is the Lila Shakti, the pastime potency. It is normal and natural to play. So similarly, Radha, Krishna, they also play. And there's a purity of innocence in their playing. It has nothing to do with sinful activity. Just as a child from the day it's born to until 5 years of age is engaged in activities of play. It's natural for them. You don't go to university to learn how to play. You naturally play. But there's a point here. The fragrance that's coming from Mirgamada, the musk. You know, the Taraganda that comes from Mirgamada, scent, comes from musk. Did you know that although the musk exhibits and emanates some fragrance, but the musk cannot experience its own fragrance? Yes or no? Yes. So similarly, fire, Agni, when it emanates Jwalate, heat, can it experience heat? Yet it comes from fire. Like that. Yes, it comes from fire, but it cannot experience its own heat that emanates from it. So similarly, the sun's rays comes from the sun, but the sun cannot experience its own rays. See? So in the same way, prema, love, comes from Krishna. But Krishna cannot experience that prema that the devotees possess for him in himself. And therefore he becomes completely bewildered and wonders, Mother Yasoda has so much love for me, you know, and it covers Krishna. Mother Yasoda's love simply covers Krishna. So when Krishna is covered by prema, when Krishna is covered by prema, although prema emanates from Krishna, it comes in the form of his associates. So one of the principal persons who is the form of Krishna prema is Mother Yasoda. She is the form of loving Krishna. It's okay? Form of loving Krishna. That's the form of Mother Yasoda. So when the form of loving Krishna is serving Krishna, it covers Krishna. So therefore, Krishna's internal potency, which is called Chit Shakti, C-I-T, it covers their jnana, it covers their knowledge with transcendental madhurya or sweetness to allow these devotees to engage in divine pleasure in participating in Krishna's pastimes. I'm going very slowly with this explanation. So then, Krishna has what is called a Swarup Gyan. Swarup Gyan means Krishna knows that he is the form of knowing himself to be God. And how, what's the proof? In this very pastime, we know when he takes that wooden grinding mortar and go in between the twin Arjuna trees, and then those trees come down, he pulls them down, and these two demigods appear, right? Nalukuva and Managriva. And what do? Oh, Krishna. And they offer so many choice prayers. And Krishna says, yes, yes. You know? And then Krishna reciprocates with their prayers and says, yes. He speaks in his Swarup Gyan. He speaks in knowing that he is the Supreme Lord. In his Swarup Gyan. So Krishna has that Swarup Gyan. But this Swarup Gyan, knowing himself to be God, is obscured, is covered over by prema, is covered over by love for Krishna, which is the form of Mother Yasoda. Is completely covered over like that. So since prema, just as fragrance comes from musk and a jwalate comes from agni, heat comes from fire, in a similar way, since prema or love for Krishna is coming from Krishna's Swarup Shakti himself, is coming from his own transcendental form, like that. So therefore his original spiritual potency is known as Swarup Shakti. From him comes this potency of loving him in the form of Mother Yasoda. So therefore Srila Prabhupada says in the purports in the 10th canto that Mother Yasoda is practically an expansion of Krishna. But Krishna not knowing that because he is overwhelmed by the love of Mother Yasoda. He is not knowing it. So therefore there is no real disagreement or discord when love for Krishna, which is called Krishna Prema, which Krishna himself cannot experience, just as the sunshine is there but the sun cannot experience the sunshine. So there's no real disagreement when love for Krishna helps to cover his Swarup Gyan. Love for Krishna covers Krishna that he is not God. He's not. It's such a powerful thing. Love for Krishna, Krishna Prema. He's not God. It covers Krishna. That, oh, I am. And this is my mother, you know. She's running after me. This is my mother. She's running after me. And yeah. You know, Krishna doesn't turn around and tell her, you know, Mother Yasoda, you know who I am? You know who I am? You are running after me because I stole in my own house now, but everything belongs to me. You know, he doesn't quote verses from Bhagavad Gita, you know, like, what verses, you know, Aham Adihi Devanam, I am the source of the demigods, you know, and you know, or, you know, this verse, you know, I am the source of the material and spiritual world. What's that verse? Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravatite Iti Matva Bhajanti Maam. And your Buddha Bhava is, you know, coming from me. You are loving me because it's coming. Krishna doesn't say that. See? In fact, one of the gopis, you know, at another time, you know, because Krishna says, Na Parayaham, you know, I cannot repay your love for me. So one gopi said, yes, I heard, you know, you were speaking some nice philosophy somewhere, sometime, and you said, you know, Yayata Maam Prapadyante Tamsta Chaiva Bhajamyaham, that I heard you said that as people surrender unto you, you reward them accordingly. But now you are useless, and you are admitting that what that verse you spoke in some place in Kurukshetra is not making sense, because you cannot reciprocate with us. Our love for you makes you useless and fails you to reciprocate with us. So therefore Krishna says, yes, na parayaham, your love itself is more greater than me. So this is Krishna prema. It controls Krishna. It bewilders Krishna. It makes Krishna forget that he is the Supreme Lord. Not only forget, he is that original cowherd boy from which the position and the power of God comes from. See, so Krishna is original, but the source of the position of God is Narayan. Like that. So therefore Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is at home in Vrindavan. It's more intimate and more affectionate. And Krishna is God in Vaikuntha. He goes to office, you know. Then he comes home. But office, everything is Aishwarya. Home, everything is Madhurya. Very sweet, intimate exchanges. Like that. So therefore, when this prema of Krishna covers his Swarup Gyan, that he is the Supreme Lord, is no more the Supreme Lord, and therefore Krishna becomes completely entranced, you know, with the parental love of Mother Yasoda and all the other Brijbasis, and therefore the Lila Shakti comes into full cognizance and play to give Krishna so much pleasure in receiving so much transcendental service from his associates. Now, this devotees like Mother Yasoda, it sort of indicates a play of Srila Prabhupada used to say, Achintya Shakti. He uses this word in many places also. Achintya Shakti. So this Achintya Shakti is in a sense materially non-devotees cannot understand Krishna's pastimes. But spiritually, devotees can understand that they cannot understand Krishna's pastimes. So that is also Achintya Shakti. See, so there are three categories: non-devotees, Achintya Shakti, inconceivable, I cannot understand. Like that. Devotees, yes, it is achintya shakti. It's inconceivable. I cannot understand, but it is pleasurable and lovable to hear. Yeah. Why? Because devotees understand that if you fully understand Krishna, then you can take his place, which is not possible. Which is not possible. So therefore they humbly submit into enjoying hearing his pastimes. That is not possible. Whereas the non-devotees, they try to take Krishna's place, but they cannot understand that it's not possible to take his place. But devotees can understand it is impossible, and therefore it is achintya shakti, and humbly, simply surrender to Krishna. But Mother Yasoda, in Krishna's pastimes, this achintya shakti, or inconceivable potency, acts differently. For Mother Yasoda, when somebody comes and tells her that, you know, Krishna is the source of everything. What? This boy? He's the source of everything? He just stole butter and is running away from me. You mean this boy is the source of everything? Like that. So Mother Yasoda will say, you know, you have gone pagla. You get out of my house. You don't tell me this boy is God. And therefore then Srila Prabhupada say, and Mother Yasoda feels that if I don't feed this boy, he will die. And you are telling me this boy is God? He's dependent on me. I'm his mother. As soon as Mother Yasoda gets some indication that her relationship with Krishna is going to change, and her relationship with Krishna is going to be taken away as her being his mother, she becomes greatly stressed and in anxiety. You cannot take away this relationship from me. Don't tell me this relationship will stop. No, never. Not with my boy. And she fights. And she tells people straight off, get out of my house. And she takes a broomstick sometimes. You don't go, I'm going to beat you up. Don't tell me this philosophy. I don't know anything about philosophy, but this is my boy. Yeah. And I always pray to Narayan that this is my boy. Don't take my boy away from me. Please, Narayan, don't take this boy away from me. He is my very life of my life. Jiva, jiva, sajivanam. He is my very life of my life. So that's how this sort of narad lila or human-like feelings are there, so expansive and eternal in the spiritual world. And we are all hankering for that compared to the so-called human-like feelings and emotions that we have in this material world that doesn't last very long and just brings disappointment and brings misery. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave the benediction that when you actually understand and enter into the pastime with Mother Yasoda and Krishna, you will lose all taste for material parental affection. And you'll actually enter to the eternal parental affection of Krishna. Now, I don't have much time today, sorry. Now coming back to this particular verse, I'm going to just read the verse again. Krishna at that time was sitting on an upside down wooden mortar for grinding spices and was distributing milk preparations such as yogurt and butter to the monkeys as he liked. It's interesting. You know, when you steal something, you know, you're not going to enjoy it on the spot. You know, you make sure you go to a safe place and enjoy what you stole. Like that. What you stole. Like that. So, this is the sense of Krishna. You know, he is distributing the milk preparations to the monkeys. Like that. Now, And the milk preparations is not eating much of it. The monkeys are eating more of it. Like that, see? And when the monkeys are eating more of it, you know, the monkeys are really like messy fellows, you know? You know, they drop it all over the place and then Krishna tramps on it, and then his, the soles of his lotus feet becomes full of butter. Full of butter. So in Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that Krishna senses, one sense can function the other sense. Like he can eat through his feet. And he can smell through his eyes. And he can breathe through his hands. So one sense can do the function of all other senses simultaneously. Like that. See? So when you tramp butter, it loses its consistency. Isn't it? It becomes a little hardened and it becomes stuck to your feet. But this butter was not doing that. You know? This butter was melting in ecstasy and was always in a form. From thickened, is becoming more liquid and thinned. Completely conscious of being touched by Krishna's lotus feet. See? And then Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that the mother Yasoda, she knew the evidence that he stole the butter. How? Because his footprints was? Prabhupada says, butter smeared footprints. Beautifully. Butter smeared footprints. See? So now Krishna, he was not feeling fearful like that. But because of having stolen the butter, he was looking all around in great anxiety. But he never had that looking around in great anxiety when he was stealing from the elderly gopis. In fact, he looked forward to being caught and challenging them. But here, he was looking around, you know, here and there, in great anxiety, because he just stole. This is not one of those other elderly gopis. This is his mother. See? So anxiety personified, and you know, like coming out actively through the agency of his eyes, and he's looking like that, and so forth. He is feeling that, you know, I might be chastised by my mother. Whereas with the elderly gopis, he wasn't feeling that at all. Come, you can say what you want. Come, you can say what you want. But with his mother, no. The verse says, I might be chastised by my mother. It is different from the elderly gopis. Such a special relationship with Mother Yasoda. Krishna has. And then Mother Yasoda sees him. And Prabhupada says in the purport, through those butter smeared footprints, she follows him and sees him. And then she sees him in such a way that he cannot see her. And from very cautiously, very carefully, she tiptoes and comes from behind. Now Krishna, he sees like that in the front. He doesn't see his mother like that. And then he sees like this. Yeah? He sees like this. And there's a beautiful painting. You've seen that? It's such a beautiful painting that Mother Yasoda is running from behind and Krishna, you've seen that PPT, very beautiful, exactly captured this verse that's coming up in this verse, beautiful painting. Yeah. So here, prior to his mother coming, prior to that, a few days ago, the first day, we mentioned that one of the gopis, they came to Mother Yasoda and saying, you know, when we keep our milk and yogurt very high up in the ceiling, hanging, and Krishna and Balaram, they cannot reach it. And then all the wooden planks that we have there, they pile them one after another, but still they cannot reach. And then they see this verse in this particular, this word. And they see this. This is a Sanskrit word, ulukal. But in other language they may say sometimes utkal. You understand utkal? Yeah, but they say utkal, right? But you know Sanskrit too? Studying, right? Yeah. So they say ulukal. The actual Sanskrit word is ulukal. Yeah. So the previous gopis, the elderly gopis, they were complaining to Mother Yasoda, you know. And then he took our grinding mortar, and we don't know how he did it. Because the grinding mortar is twice the height of Krishna practically. Like that. We don't know how they did it. They took this grinding mortar and put it on the planks, and then they reached the ceiling where we kept those things for emergency, and they put holes in it. And everything leaked down. And they started enjoying. So they started explaining that on the first day, I said briefly. Now that utkal or ulukal is a cousin of this particular grinding mortar in Mother Yasoda's home. Everyone is related. They're relatives. Everyone's related. It's a family. You know? And Prabhupada says, it is the Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta Gotra. We all belong to Achyuta Gotra, the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who never falls. Achyuta Gotra. Prabhupada says in one purport. So then, when that happened, when the gopi was saying that utkal to Mother Yasoda, this utkal was standing there. This utkal, the grinding mortar upside down, was standing there. See? And that utkal was feeling, huh? My cousin was touched by Krishna and Balaram, and they went on top. And I am just standing here for so many, for so long, and Krishna never came to me. He only allowed me to be used by Mother Yasoda to grind spices, and then she turns it upside down, and I just stand there. Like then I just stand there. When will he come to me? Then would come. Grinding mortar. Yeah. So in this verse today, Krishna at that time, when he took that butter and he moved away, started running away somewhere else, he came to that particular area where she grinds spices. And sometimes that area is cordoned off, but it has no ceiling. It's just outside cordoned off. Usually, Brijbasis, they grind spices and so forth, not inside the kitchen, they grind it outside. That's normal in the courtyard. So Krishna was sitting upside down, you know, on the upside down wooden grinding mortar for grinding spices. But how did Krishna go on top? He says, child, hardly 3 years old, but in the category of acting at the age of 5, according to Bhagavatam. How did Krishna go on top? Like that. He came to utkal or ulukal. He came. He looked up, he looked down, can't make it. Like that. Yeah. So utkal now became a perfect accomplice in his crime. Like that. Right? Of stealing. Like that. So utkal said, you know, you were standing on your lotus feet on top, and let's have some fun. I know you are responsible for everything. Like that. Please come up and sit on me. See? So what happens is, in the form of ecstasy, the uluka, just like in any form of ecstasy, the form of the devotee can reduce in size. So when it reduces in size, just like now I've been touched by Mother Yasoda and used for your service of grinding spices. So the Utkal as Mother Yasoda's bath, as Mother Yasoda's consciousness. So when Mother Yasoda wants to pick up Krishna, she doesn't just pick up like that. Just like when Krishna came onto her lap to be breastfed, she was down. She went down. So she made herself lower. So the uluka or utka, as known in other language, made it lower, and Krishna was sitting on top. So that is what is called a shinghasan. You know shinghasan? Throne. The utka became a shinghasan. It took on a better function just in grinding spices. Now I am shinghasan, like an altar, throne, Krishna sitting. Yeah. See? And it went back to its original height. And is high. Yeah. And what is Krishna sitting? And what is he doing in the verse? Distributing? Butter to who?
Monkeys.
To the monkeys. He's bringing butter to the monkeys. And Prabhupada tells us who these monkeys are. He's sitting there and he's distributing to the monkeys. You know, the monkeys are like, you know, he's like a guru, Singhasan, you know. Now he's distributing to his disciples, you know, monkeys. Very beautiful. And you can see he was not much in anxiety. He was like normally, naturally playing that part. Playing that part. So in that same lecture in Mayapur in 1974, in October 12th, Srila Prabhupada said, you know, Mother Yasoda, when she was running after Krishna after he stole butter, she became very anxious that this boy has stolen butter from my own home, like that. But maybe it's like Krishna may not starve because of want of butter. In other words, Prabhupada is saying in this purport that when she came to understand with the butter smeared footprints that Krishna had stolen the butter and ran away into the courtyard, Prabhupada said, and thus she smiled. She?
Smiled.
Beautiful words. Thus she smiled. Mother Yasoda was smiling. You know, Krishna just stole butter in her own home, and thus she smiled. So why was she smiling? Because she was feeling internally that this boy must not starve for want of butter. Prabhupada says, and he must not starve for want of butter. Maybe I'm not feeding him enough, therefore he's stealing from my own home. So better he not starve. Let him enjoy stealing the butter. Internal consciousness. Prabhupada says in another place in Mayapur that, and therefore in this purport he says she smiled. That at least my boy is enjoying more the butter and not starving by stealing it than me regulating how much butter he eats. See? You know, sometimes a mother will say to the child, hey, that's enough. Don't overeat. You know? It's motherly affection. Don't overeat. You know? But yeah, she's feeling, yes, I may have done that with him. And therefore, let him steal. He must not starve because of want of butter. And then she's feeling inside, but after all, he's a child and he is stealing. And usually when a child steals, nobody put a child in prison to steal. Nobody scolds a child. He's a child. And he is stealing. Prabhupada says like that. Maybe he does not know that stealing is not good. Maybe he learnt this stealing from one of his other friends who are actually thieves. You know, bad association. She's feeling all these things about a boy. Now that is also in the material world. You know, the mother will always feel, my boy is the best, even if he's a criminal. Originally it's with Krishna and Mother Yashoda. Even if he's a, my boy is the best, like that. And then Prabhupada says, he does not know the value. Maybe Yashoda is feeling, he does not know the value of this butter that I have only exclusively gave it to him for his pleasure. But because he doesn't know the value and he's just stealing and playing, now he's distributing this butter to the monkeys. I made it for him, but why is distributing to the monkeys? So Mother Yashoda is feeling that, as Prabhupada says. And then Prabhupada says, but Mother Yashoda does not know that these monkeys, they have simply appeared in Vrindavan to come to Krishna. The Prabhupada is giving the philosophical side. They have appeared in Vrindavan to come to Krishna. And then Prabhupada, in his talk, he talks to the devotees, do you think they are ordinary monkeys? You know, he begs the question, in Mayapur, do you think they are ordinary monkeys? Like that. Prabhupada says, no. They are devotees. They are devotees. He says it twice. They are devotees. They are devotees. They are playing as monkeys simply for Krishna's satisfaction. And that's what's happening in this verse. And then Srila Prabhupada concludes, and these are the intricate understandings or meanings to understand Krishna Leela. Very intricate. And then he concludes his lecture about these monkeys. In this verse also it's mentioned that janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deha purna janma naiti mamiti suvachana. And Prabhupada says, when you understand these intricate meanings in terms of Krishna Leela, then you will not take birth again. You will not take birth again. In relation to this, he was saying in the lecture in Mayapur. Yeah. So it is not just reading it. It is actually, you have to enter into the pastimes of Krishna Leela. And entering into the pastimes of Krishna Leela is not just as a spectator. Not just watching it, but as an actual participant. And that solely and wholly comes from a pure chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when we actually chant the holy names without offense, especially, you know, avoiding the 10 offenses of the holy name, then from nama comes rupa. Rupa means form, which you'll realize is non-different from Krishna's name. And from rupa comes guna, qualities of Krishna. And then when you experience the guna, then you participate in lila. Yeah. So just as one particular verse we discussed today, we have to wind up because I see the nice devotee is here to prepare the place for the next event in this room, which is the ceremonies to welcome the devotees who are going to participate from tomorrow in the Kartik Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. Thank you very much, and we'll continue tomorrow at the same time, normal time, which is from 4 till 5:30 tomorrow, and then the final day on Wednesday, which is the actual day of Deepavali, when this pastime is happening. Very auspicious on the actual day of Deepavali. So we thank you for your kindness and audience for today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Shri Nanda Nandana ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.